James O'Halloran, Deputy Commissioner. And our job is to make sure that we can get the payments to the right people at the right time that supports businesses. Firstly, people need to take action now. In the month of April, they have to have paid their eligible employees $1,500 before tax for each fortnight. Now, that's payable by the end of April. And of course, from there, they then need to enrol into the scheme. And we'll make that enrolment available from the 20th of April. But please don't rush. The enrolments will be open for some time. We just want to make sure people are eligible, and then we can streamline the process to ultimately get the payment to them. After people enrol in the scheme, which will be available from the 20th of April, and I do have to highlight, don't rush, make sure you're eligible, and the enrolment will continue to be open for the rest of the month. But from there, we want people to then notify us of their eligible employees after the 4th of May, and payments will follow that week. Firstly, as an employee, we have information on our website to assist employees understand the scheme. Now, an important point I do want to make is, of course, the money goes to the employer, not to the employee. Look, as an employee, the easiest thing I'd ask you to do is come to our website, have a look at ato.gov.au, and we do have information there for employees. Under the law, there is a requirement for a form to be completed and sent back to your employer, not to the ATO. And that's really to just make sure everybody understands what's happening in relation to the JobKeeper payment for future purposes, and also, of course, to make sure that it's an agreed position. Clearly, the government objective and our focus is to get money into the hands of the right employers for the right employees in a timely manner to make a difference. And that's what we're focused on. But we are conscious it's a very big program. And of course, we will have in place appropriate checks and balances to monitor payments, that they are going in the right circumstances under the law. And of course, you'd expect that. Well, generally speaking, when you come online to enrol, we'll accept your own self-assessment. And of course, we'll send you a receipt straight away that confirms what you told us, that we've accepted your enrolment. And of course, that's handy for your records and for any other purposes you may want. So your enrolment will be accepted straight away, and we hope that helps people.